Alaska Marine Line's barges to Haines are usually full of commercial freight, like groceries and building supplies.
Typical, we would usually move maybe, you know, 1 to 3 vehicles a week.
But AML's service center manager, Michael Ganey in Haines, says that after regional ferry service shut down in January, that number skyrocketed.
The first couple of weeks after the ferry situation started, we sent out about 24 and we had 30-something come in that same week. So it was a huge upswing.
Since the legislators were headed to session when the Matanuska broke down, the state was on the hook to pay to barge 21 vehicles out of Haines. Legislative Affairs says the total cost, including shifting parked cars from the state's ferry dock to the AML dock, was nearly $18,000. That's roughly 6 times more expensive than if the Alaska Marine Highway System was running. It was stressful for lawmakers.
I want to start by saying I am fully aware that my problems are nothing compared to what people are experiencing in communities with real life and safety issues.
Garen Tarr is a Democratic representative from Anchorage. Her vehicle was stuck in Haines for nearly 3 weeks. She says she's worked in Juneau for more than 2 decades as a legislative aide and nature guide. She's used to travel delays in Southeast.
Never before has something like this happened. And I think that's really significant that we have to recognize we have gotten to this place that's unprecedented in terms of lack of service.
The state paid for her and others' rental cars. So there's another added expense. Still, her luggage for the months-long legislative session was in her car's trunk in Haines. She says her friends in the legislature came through.
So I'm not really in a position where I wanted to or really could just go replace everything I own. And people were really fun and generous. And I'd come to work and there'd be some socks on the desk that someone had dropped off for me.
The pace of vehicle shipment in and out of Haines has slowed somewhat. But AML's Michael Ganey says it's still more than before when there were regular ferries.
Now we're kind of trickled off a little bit. We're moving maybe 4 or 5 a week each direction.
So still about double.
Yeah, still about double.
That's good business for private carriers like AML. But for regular people, the barge fare is several times the cost of the ferry. And it takes several days to claim your car or truck on the other end. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.